British Universities Replace Women with Womption to Be Inclusive. By Tom Sikata on November 28, 2018. Two universities in London have stopped using the word woman because it is not inclusive enough. They have adopted Womption as its replacement to promote intersectionality. Students at Goldsmiths, University of London and King's College have stopped using the word woman because it is not inclusive enough. In its place, students have begun to use the word Womction, which was created to promote intersectionality. We are opening up to the idea that binary conceptions of gender are unnecessarily rigid and don't correspond to the self-image of a great many people, and even that people's sense of their gender may not correspond to their biological sex. Columbia University professor John McWhorter wrote about new words like Womction. Despite some acceptance of these linguistic changes, some of those on the left are unimpressed by this latest brand of virtue signaling. Jess Phillips, the Labour MP for Birmingham Yardley, trashed the new language policy in a tweet. "I've never met a trans woman who was offended by the word woman being used, so I'm not sure why this keeps happening," she wrote. As if internet dissent now replaces public policy. I get what they are trying to do, but why is it only women, not men, where this applies? Earlier this year, a museum in London received complaints after it began using Womction instead of woman on their promotional material. "We agreed with our collaborators that we would use the word Womction in the context of this event. With the intention of being inclusive, we made a mistake, and we should not have used it," the post read. They eventually apologized for the use of Womction and removed its usage from their website.